So the new Premier League weekend had a bit of everything. First game had 7 goals. Liverpool followed it up with a goal fest and a very shaky ending to it all. You had the likes of Huddersfield, who were promoted, winning their first game 3-0. You had the petulance of John Joe Shelvey. And, of course, you had Wayne Rooney doing his business for Everton once again. Let's have a chat with John Richardson from the Sunday Mirror. Morning, Rico.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good. You graced Goodison Park, did you?
Yeah. Press box in the country, isn't it? You know, crammed in there. Lovely time warp. No, it's. I love going to Everton. It's just like the press box to be a little bit bigger. But no, it was great. Our headlines were made, weren't they, with Wayne Rooney. The game was going nowhere until Wayne suddenly appears on the scene, you know, minutes into added time and bang, 1-0.
Has it added something to Everton that they've missed, if you like, for a few years, that local hero's the goal scorer?
Yeah, I mean, it's just he was like a puppeteer. He just, ran the whole show. He played, everywhere. I mean, he popped up everywhere. The one place he wasn't was right up front. Sandro was right up front. He was just operating behind him, but obviously he was in the right place for the goal. But he just oozed experience. He oozed control. He was just superb. I mean, you know, people who... And I was a little one of the doubters as well. What's he going to bring to Everton? You know, is he past his best? Well, he probably is past his best, but he's still got a lot to offer. And that is experience. I think he can bring the younger players through. He was just absolutely magnificent. And the occasion didn't get to him. You know, he was in control of everything. He was the best player on the pitch by a country mile.
Did he stop in the mix zone afterwards? Did you manage to have a chat with him?
Wayne always does.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, when he was at Manchester United, if you're desperate and everybody was going through, Wayne would stop. You know, I've known him now for years, and I think he's a tremendous lad. You know, he loves his game. It's, you know, I know he's well paid and everything, but it's not about money and Wayne. It's about playing football. And you remember when he scored that goal against Arsenal when he was 16? He went off to play with his mates, didn't he, on his mountain bike? Well, I don't think he did that on Saturday night, but went home for a nice meal, I imagine. But he deserved it.
New lease of life for him, and long may it continue. Well, wasn't quite as happy for a lot of the other teams at the top end of the table. Chelsea, we'll get onto them in a moment. Liverpool as well. So you would have thought an away draw not too bad, but it's being treated or reflected on almost like a defeat by many fans.
Well, yeah, because, you know, they're expecting big things, and quite right. And, you know, Liverpool fans want to see Liverpool challenging for the title, and they're going to be challenging for the title with respect to Watford. You've got to win at places like Vicarage Road, haven't you? And it was the same old failings, I'm afraid, you know, defensive headache. I know you could argue a couple of the goals were a bit sniffy, could they have been offside, but, you know, right at the end, Steve, if Wijnaldum had headed that ball away, that would have been the end of it, wouldn't it? You know, Liverpool would have won. So I'm afraid defensive frailties are there for all to see, and unless they're corrected, you know, they're going to cost them dear.
Jamie Carragher's made a brilliant point on this, Rico. He says bringing in Virgil van Dijk doesn't solve it.
No.
Bringing in a few defenders doesn't solve it. What solves it is the manager's tactical acumen when it comes to defending. And he says he hasn't got it at the moment. The way Liverpool set up, set-piece-wise, they're always going to concede goals. That's according to Carra, which doesn't sort of fill you full of confidence.
No, well, I know Carra's against this zonal marking, isn't it, which Liverpool employ. I am as well. I mean, you know, I would go back to the old days, you know, where a defender marks a certain player, you know, and you're responsible for that player. You know, you can see players shirking responsibility. Oh, it's not me, you know. I don't like this zonal marking. But what Liverpool need for me, Steve, is a leader at the back. And I probably haven't had one since Sammy Hippier. You know, they need some... Well, Carra himself. They need somebody to organise. I mean, Van Dijk, I think, is a good player. But is he a strong captain? I know he has been a captain, but is he a strong captain? You need a Ron Yates type player, you know, somebody to enforce something at the back and to organise. And also, yeah, it is down to the manager. The first thing he should do this week is scrap zonal marking and go back to man marking at the back. But, I mean, his glasses would have steamed up after a Saturday.
It's just the worst way to finish the game, isn't it? You know, you've come from behind, you're 3-2 up, and then you concede in that final minute. There has been some debate over to whether offside should have been ruled at the end of the game for that Watford goal. Yeah, but it all happened in such a flash. I mean, I don't think you can blame the official.
No. I mean, as I said, the ball came into the box. It was a weak header, wasn't it, for Wijnaldum? You know, I mean, that caused problems. But, yeah, I mean, it was offside, but it was bedlam. And, you've got to take it. It was 3-3. And also, I think Liverpool have got to sort out this Coutinho issue, haven't they?
Yeah, and just before we get to that, what really frustrates me at the moment is the way that players come out on social media these days after games. Yeah. A friend of mine tweeted about this yesterday. He said, why are Liverpool players coming out saying they're disappointed we didn't see the game out? Thanks to the fans, you're amazing. Do you ever remember a time when Kenny Dalglish was coming out and saying, I'm sorry, we weren't good enough today?
No.
Thanks to the fans. It's almost like their public sort of... their confessions chamber in church, isn't it?
Yeah, well, hopefully there's not going to be too many confessions, but the way they were on Saturday, maybe there will be. Yeah, I mean, you've got to ask, do players really care? I mean, that's not just Liverpool, it's everyone, isn't it? But, you know, Liverpool fans will be hurting, and as you say, Steve, they don't want to hear that. They want to know that, right, we'll be on the training ground on Monday or whenever, and we're going to get this right. You know, you don't want apologies all the time. You want some action.
No, the top teams don't apologise, do they? You don't see Real Madrid players, Barcelona players apologising.
No, they don't. They don't. They get on it. They're hurt badly, and you know, they want to react, and that's what you want from Liverpool.
As long as you don't tweet like Victor Anachebe did. Do you remember that one where he copied and pasted the tweet that his press officer had sent him?
Yeah.
And it said at the top, can you tweet something like? And then he left that on. It said, unbelievable support yesterday.
My biggest problem is tweeting when I've had a few drinks.
Oh,
but
we
won't go there, Steve.
So, Philip Coutinho, what would you do with him now?
Well, I admire club stances when they say a player's not going to go anywhere. But how many times has that actually happened? But I think this is a different case, Steve. I think this is Barcelona. It's one of the biggest clubs in the world. I don't think you can deny a player the opportunity to play at the highest level. You can't say to him, I don't think, you can't say to him, right, 12 months' time, we're going to let you go. Because in 12 months' time, Barcelona might not want him.
Mm.
I think this is a chance of a lifetime for the lad. And the problem is, of course, the season has started and the transfer window is still open. So, you know, things can happen right until August the 31st, and it's left Liverpool, if they do agree to the move, very little time to go out and do something. I know what I'd do. I'd go out and sort out the Van Dijk situation, pay Southampton money they can't refuse, and then beat Everton to Gylfi Sigurdsson. And I think that would improve the Liverpool side.
Right. So you'd be happy to let him go in the next 2 weeks as long as the other deals were nailed on?
Well, I wouldn't be happy, but I would say that is the situation that is there. I mean, right, we get to September the 1st. Philip Coutinho is still at Liverpool. What's he going to be like? He's going to be miserable. You know, he's going to be wondering about what could have happened, and it could affect his form. So you've got a disenchanted player. You've got he might fall out with some of his teammates. If it was, say, Manchester City or Manchester United coming, right, you say, no, you're not going. But it's Barcelona. You know, it's a chance of a lifetime. And I think you've got to say yes to him. But you've got to move very quickly now and get the players in that you want. Otherwise, obviously, your squad's going to be weakened. But I think selling Coutinho and bringing in somebody like Sigurdsson and Van Dijk, I think that actually strengthens the Liverpool side. I'm a huge Sigurdsson fan. Obviously, Ronald Koeman would be very disappointed because he's set his summer store on signing him. But, you know, if Liverpool go in and pay a bit more money, they would certainly get him.
You're causing a war on Merseyside here, Rick.
Sorry about that.
Right, after the first weekend, just quickly, have your top four changed after the first weekend?
Not really, no. I think Manchester City, there should be a stewards' inquiry if they don't win the league with all the money they've spent. I thought Manchester United looked very... very hungry and very dangerous. Arsenal, of course, got out of jail. You wonder about Chelsea. That gives an opportunity for Liverpool. you know, to get into that top four. But certainly Liverpool didn't look anything like title contenders, did they?
No, no, far off. So United, City, United, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Those four at the moment. I mean, things can change, and this is it, isn't it? This is where the transfer window is still open until the end of August. Then squads can still change. So you know, there's still room to change my mind yet.
Rico, top man. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
And for me, Steve. Cheers.
There you go, John Richardson from the Sunday Mirror.